This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and Germany have expressed their deepest concern over the war raging in Ukraine, including its terrible and tragic humanitarian consequences. In the joint statement following the 7th India-Germany intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reiterated the need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They emphasized that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons in the conflict is unacceptable. They stressed the significance of adhering to international law as enshrined in the UN Charter. The two leaders also strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all forms. India and Germany stressed the importance of the Indo-Pacific for prosperity and security, as well as for addressing global challenges. With a view to deepening cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, Germany will permanently deploy a liaison officer in the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean Region, IFC-IOR, at Gurugram to monitor the marine traffic in IOR. President Draupadi Murmu has said, Artificial intelligence, AI, has become a priority area for the entire world and asserted the emerging technology will open up vast opportunities for youths in various sectors. Speaking at the convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, Raipur and Chhattisgarh yesterday, President Murmu said developing low-cost solutions to local problems should be the priority of management, faculty and students of all higher education institutions. On the second and final day of her visit today, President Murmu will grace the convocations of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai, and Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Sciences and Ayush University in Nava Raipur. India AI and Meta announced the establishment of the Center for Generative AI Srijan at IIT Jodhpur and the launch of the Yuv AI Initiative for Skilling and Capacity Building in partnership with All India Council for Technical Education. This collaboration is aimed at propelling the advancement of open source artificial intelligence in the country. ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath will deliver the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi this afternoon. He will speak on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers. The lecture is organized by Prasar Bharati in memory of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has called for greater participation of women in the workplace, including judiciary. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he noted that greater female representation highlights the lived experiences of women enriching decision-making with diverse perspectives. The Chief Justice highlighted that in the open recruitment examinations for the district judiciary across the country, over 50% of the recruits are women. In view of upcoming festivals including Diwali and Chhat Puja, Northern Railway is operating 195 additional trips of special trains from today until 7th of next month for the convenience of passengers. These trains will primarily depart for the eastern regions of the country from New Delhi and Anand Vihar Railway stations in the national capital. Talking to Akashvani News, Northern Railway General Manager Ashok Kumar Verma noted that all special trains heading east from New Delhi Railway Station will operate from platform number 16. A total of 1,609 nomination forms have been received for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. The filing of nominations ended last evening for the first phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on 20th of November. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board. The CPCB has reported an air quality index of 232 in the national capital at 7 a.m. Tensions have escalated in West Asia as Israel conducted precise strikes on military targets in Iran. Iranian state media reported several loud explosions in Tehran. There was no immediate information on damage in Iran. The Israel Defense Forces spokesperson in a video message on social media platform said the strikes are in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on 1st of October. And in cricket, New Zealand were 238 for 7 against India in the second innings on day 3 of the second test match in Pune when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.